Okay, so now I want to talk about the Shiloh that we discussed last week. You made a Shalom Zachar, Baruch Hashem Mazel Tov, and it was a little rare. Yeah, yeah.
Jaeger had a girl.
And the people came. It was a little drizzly. People came with their raincoats. By the time they left, it was not sunny. But by the time they left, it was not raining anymore. And the couple of those black, simmonless raincoats sitting in your living room. Now, no one remembers that they even lost it until next time it rains, right? So next time it rains, you decide you want to pull out a raincoat. And the other guy, now he's miyayish, because between last time he used it, he doesn't remember when the last time he used it was, where did I leave it last. He's miyayish, but it came into your rishos as a yish lomidas. So there was no yish lomidas, not a valid yish. We learned the halacha last time that if you pick something up before yish, and then the owner's miyayish, if you pick something up before yish, and then the owner's miyayish, it's called bi'isura asa liyadeh. It came to your hands, be'isur, which the Ritva said it means at a time that you would not have been allowed to be zoicha in it. So it came into your shus, be'isur. Memela, the yush later doesn't work. We said two pshatim, either the Ramban's pshat, because since you're a shomer for him, so there can't be yush, or the Tosfos is pshat based on the ketzos, because since it was chal chiyuv hashava on you already, so the yush can't take away that chiyuv hashava. So therefore, the yush doesn't work, and you have to hold on to it, lo'ilam void. Okay, now what happens if it happens that way with your chatzar? Okay, this case, the raincoat was in your chatzar when it became an aveda. So if you would have picked it up at that point, you would never be allowed to be koyin it, right? Because you picked it up before yush, because the owner didn't know about that he lost it until way later. But now I didn't have in mind to be koyin it. I only had in mind to be koyin it after it started raining, when I want to use it. And at that point, he realizes that he lost it and his yush. So now, do you say that there's an Isura Asa Liyadeh with the fact that it entered your Chatzar Be'isr? Or no, this is very Negeach camps. These girls, you know, some girls make a backyard camp for little kids. And by the time the summer's over, they have 30 bathing suits, 17 pairs of Crocs, 25 pairs of goggles, lunch boxes, who knows what. They have a Gansa Lost and Found over there, right? So now, but it's in their chatzar before the yish. So do you say, no, my chatzar is kind of... So to answer this, this is a very, very practical question. Nagia
L'maisa. 30 days help, like anything lost, is there that,
no, that's only...
Kail, anything lost.
Why, we have to get down to the bottom of why that works in a kail. The 30 days, whatever.
Have a rain anything after the camp. Anything after the camp, now, 30 days after the camp is mine.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's always a suffix as to when the person is miyayish.
There's always a suffix, but you can assume. I would assume that if the guy was miyayish, once it starts raining again, then he knows that he needs it.
There's an assumption, but it's an assumption. We're okay with the suffix in that sense.
Okay. Now let's learn. We have some sources of it. This guy, Rabbi said, we have a Rabbi Kivager, we have a Nesivus, we have a Tosfos, we have Rosh. There's a lot to learn about this question. You're going to see this Nesivus. This Nesivus. What?
Inside the house.
A house is a chotzer. Yeah, Vada. Yeah. In this sugya, there's a Rabbi Kivager and there's a Nesivus that is mamish. The lumdus is beautiful. So let's try to get to the sources and we'll get to that. So there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this, that's on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, the bottom. Matzah Begal, you found an Aveda inside a pile of rocks, Ubekoisel Yashan, or an old wall that was destroyed. Ara'elu Shalom, whoever finds it is allowed to keep it. Finders, keepers. So you're allowed to keep it. Now, in those days, remember that they didn't have banks and safety deposit boxes and fireproof safes and all this stuff. So where did you keep your valuables? Inside your wall. You would make a little hole inside the wall. You would put, a little spot there. Now, the guy who sold his house quickly, he left, this, that, the other. Someone else buys the house. 10 years later, he invites his friend over. He says, buddy, I need some help hanging this painting. I need help hanging this painting. So the friend comes over. He knocks a hammer into the wall, and he breaks the hole. He's like, sorry about the painting, but in the meanwhile, I'll find a bag of diamonds. And then the handyman says, by the way, That bag of diamonds, I just took them home with me. It's mine. Hare Elu Shaloi. The Mishnah says, the Koisel Yashan. Hare Elu Shaloi. So, frek the Gemara. Oh, so first of all, look at the Gemara.
It's about the new owner.
No, Hare Elu Shaloi, whoever finds it.
Yeah,
so Zoktum Gemara, 1 second, Tana, why? Maybe it belongs to the people that lived in, it belongs to the Indians, it's before the Civil War. In other words, what they're saying is that it's the Emoriites that live in Eretz Yisrael before you got there. In other words, what they're saying, it's not the shot your grandfather's heirloom, because then you would have been yarshened it. It's an Aveda. And Tosis, the Rosh is Masber more, that the Aveda of the Moirim belongs as a collective Yerusha to Klal Yisrael. So it belongs to Klal Yisrael. It's an Aveda. It's not your family heirloom, this particular item. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. So this is the Rishonim's Kasha. So in second, how do I know it belongs to the Moirim? Maybe it's this guy's grandfather's heirloom. It's very rusty. So it clearly belongs to the guy that lived in the house before you. That's the point we're getting at. We're getting at to the point that it belongs to the goyim. It doesn't belong to you. So it's an aveda. Once it's an aveda, whoever finds it gets it. Frek toisus naftali your kasha. Frek toisus the top toisus on chavav amna alevim toimar. The room for that on the plates and for the toisus or vim toimar. Zok toisus like this chavav amna alev the top toisus there. Vim toimar velikni lechatzeroi lebal hagal oy lebal hakoisel. Well, what do you mean? The guy who's installing the picture all of a sudden gets it because he found it first. It's in my property. There's a king in chotzer over here.
Well, then also when you have a hired worker, whoever he finds, if he's on your dime, then
okay. Let's say not my hired worker. I asked the guy for a favor. You're correct about that. He is right. Viyesh loymar. So Tosis's answer to this kasha is a yisoid in kinyan chotzer. You know the concept is that you own anything that falls in inadvertently or whatever in your property. Something that is unlikely you'll ever find. There's no din of a kinyan chatzar on it. So if someone buries a treasure deep in your property, it's unlikely you'll ever find it. Because the whole point of putting it there is that no one will find it, right? So Tosis says that's why the owner of the chatzah doesn't belong to him. And Memela, anyone else is allowed to come and be zoiche in it. That's Tosis' answer. It's a very specific answer in Hilchos Kinyan Chatzah. If you look in the Rosh, which is on the back of the source sheet, on the back of the page here.
Which means that anything else that doesn't have this unique way of being hidden in the wall would be Kinyan Chatzah.
Exactly. Tosis is mashma that otherwise you would get Kinyan Chatzah.
Right. So meaning our case of the raincoat is the chatzah would be kind.
That's what it would sound like. It would sound like the chatzah would be kind of. It's Dr. Rosh, okay? The Rosh, and here, it's on the back of this paper. Dr. Rosh, Tana, Matzah Begala, Bekoisel Yashan, Ara Elu Shaloi. Dr. Rosh, by the arrow. Tana, Mipnish Yacholoi, Mashal Amirim, how it belongs to the people that lived there before you. Vechatzera, Ein Koinaloi, Bedavar, Shein Asid Lehi Matzah. That's Tosis' answer. Vechain Muchach Lekaman, he brings a raya. Gabe Elokech, Minatagar. If you find something in a busy store, a Jewish-owned store, you find something in the floor of South Florida, so since it fell down, the owner is not necessarily koine if it's a small item. It's a small item. Who says he'll ever have seen it? Okay? Fine. But here's the Rosh's answer. Another answer. Whatever was left over from the Emirites does not belong to the person who happens to be owns that property. It's a collective Yerusha for Klal Yisrael. It's an Aved of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, anyone can get it. So after the years, let the chatzah be koine. Your chatzah can't work better than had you picked it up yourself. There's a concept of isura asaliyadeh. The chatzah is as an extension of your hand. Can't be better than had you yourself picked it up. So had I myself picked it up at that time, it would be considered isura asaliyadeh. And Mamela, since it's Isura Asal Yadeh, I can't be zoichah with the fact that they're miyayish later.
How's this accusation right here of sort of
because he's saying when Klal Yisrael gave up hope on ever finding this thing, Klal Yisrael spent a few years collecting all the stuff from the Amorites. Whatever they collected, wherever they couldn't find anymore, they were miyayish. At that point, they were miyayish. Now, where is it? It's in my chatzar, but it was in my chatzar before they were miyayish on it. So therefore, it's as if it came into my rishus, b'isur asal yadei. Now you could say, well, that was only the first generation, but now, okay. So the Rosh deals with that at the end. He says, so who adin ben benoy can't be koinem. Fine, but the point, that's a chiddush. Also, each step of this Rosh, there's a lot written on it. But just the point of the Rosh is, you see clearly the halacha of the Rosh is that if something's in our case, when the raincoat came into your property before the yush,
you're
koinem, but it's isur asal yadei.
Right.
So therefore,
and you're kind of mamishes if you picked it up. This is a very limited case where you're not kind of in this case.
No, but you see from the Rosh the idea that if it came into your chatzar before Yush, then the Baal HaChatzar can't be kainah because it would be Isur Asal Yodeh.
Oh, that's a different kind of Isur Asal Yodeh than we can
exactly.
Talk
we're talking Isur Asal Yodeh when you try to be kainah. Here, you can't be kainah with your chatzar because it would be Isur Asal Yodeh.
But the difference is that the difference is a completely different. Because the Rosh's case, he says that if the chatzar can't be better than your yad. So in a chanami, the chatzar here, if you were to try grabbing it with your hand, you couldn't have, because the whole thing had to be mischalic from everybody. With everybody. It came into one big pile.
No, but no, well, it was an Aveda, though. So it was an Aveda of Klal Yisrael.
But it was
so you wouldn't have been able, fine, but you wouldn't have been able to be koinet with your hand at the time that it came to your chatzar. And now they're miyayish. So now you want to be kind of, no, when it came to your property, it's Isur Asal Yadeh.
So here, since when it came to your property, it came on this guy's back.
The collective yush happened after it's already in my property. So since it happened after it's in my property, it came into my property.
If you go and pick it up or see it, then you are kind of. So it's very weird.
If you're cleaning up.
Because we said that the
second you pick it up, and you put it in a pile.
Now, well, here's a question, though. What?
When you're cleaning up after the Shalom Zomer.
But here's the problem with this whole thing.
We're talking about that you might be able to keep it.
No, but we're saying now that the owner of the chatzar can't keep it because it's Usur Asal Yadeh.
Mm-hmm.
So who gets it? The guy who finds it.
Yeah, but if the owner found it...
It doesn't matter. Okay, so that's a good question. So now, this is the Rosh's idea that the Rosh holds that you cannot be koinah with... it's something that came into your chatzar before Yush... Even if the guy's miyash afterwards, it's considered isur asa liyadeh, and the yush doesn't help you. The yush won't help you be kind of a chatzar. Okay?
The chatzar is kone. It is kone.
Well, why are you saying that?
Because you just said that it came to your hand,
but it's not kone to make it shaloi. It's not, you can't keep it.
Right. It's enough okay. To be shomer in it.
Okay.
But here's
a problem here, which is my chavrus, Rabbi Kaladni, was asking. Which is, so why does the Mishnah say that the other guy can keep it? So then I should have a chiv hashava, and why is the other guy allowed to have it? It says, Harei l'shul, whoever finds it can keep it. It doesn't belong to the Baal HaChatzar. So good, it doesn't belong to the Baal HaChatzar because the Baal HaChatzar can't be koinah because of Chatzar. But why does the other guy get it? And then I was koinah and I have a chiv hashava, and then the other guy can't take it. Right? So Mimon of Shach. So we're going to get to that. This is Gevaldik Alumnus, okay?
To save it forever?
Yeah, you got to save it forever. Okay? We're going to get to Gevaldik Alumnus over here. So first of all, the Marshal is Medayik, that Tosfos obviously doesn't hold to the Rosh. Because if Tosfos would hold to the Rosh, he should have said that answer. Tosfos, who asked the Rosh's question, why doesn't it belong to the Baal HaChatzar? And he answered, because it's a case that you would never have found it, so therefore there's no Kinyan Chatzar, obviously does not hold to the Rosh's principle that if you find it before a Yush, if it's in your Chatzar before Yush, it can never become yours. Because Taisa doesn't say that. Taisa Masha would have become yours. That's one thing. Fine. Before we get into the Lomdus or Bekivega and the Nesivus, which is going to be, I'm telling you, Kishmak, I wanted to see Halach Lamaisa. Who do we pass? Like Taisa or the Rosh? So the Shach, if you look, it's in Simon Reish Samech Beis, which is in the Shulchan Aruch section. In the Shulchan Aruch section, page on the bottom where it says 283. So, you see on the bottom here, it's in the Shulchan Aruch section, this is 283 in the bottom. Mm-hmm. So over there, it's Siman Reish Samech Beis, and it's Sif Gimel. So Sif Gimel, it says, He goes a whole thing about how if there's use, you're allowed to keep it, etc. If you look at the first wide line, he says, kivan shein bo sim ubol yod bet hetter kivan shein sa ve im loy tsarach la hach ze av mishin sa achakach ve im loy ve im loy, but if the guy was not miyash tsarach la hach, you always have to return it av mishin sa achakach, even if the owner ventures miyash kivan shbol yod kod miyash. That's the halacha of isura sal yod, that if you pick it up before yish, the yish later does not help you. So you look at the top line of the shach, which is on the right side, he says ve chatzera ki yod bazeh the kanya lay im ba sham kodim yush, that you have a source of it with the like a marshal, not like the marshal who says Tosfos argues. Okay, fine. So, like this, let's go one step at a time. There's one bomb kasha over here, Rabbi Kivager's kasha. Rabbi Kivager, you can't move without Rabbi Kivager. Everywhere you go, you know. So Rabbi Kivager asks a kasha like this: what's the whole idea your chutzah works for you? What type of idea is that? So the Gemara B'Matzia says that atzad, that the word of chotzer is, it's like your shliach. It's like being kind on your behalf. But a shliach, normally I have to ask him to do it. You can't do something for me. Oh, by the way, I was mekadosh anisha for you. You know, you're married now. Who asked you to do that for me? I have to appoint you as a shliach. So I said, no, but a chotzer, to be kind of stuff for you, is a zchus.
Right.
It's good for me. So the chotzer could work even if I didn't appoint it. Frektor B'Kiveger, this is a schus. What's the schus for me? The schus is that I should be kind of before years, and now for the rest of my life, I have to hold on to this thing in a drawer because now v'chiv hashava, and I'll never be able to return it. And even if it gets me aish later, 10 years, my great grandkids from the Amoris have to worry about it. I mean, what type of schus is that?
It's Torah.
Ah, so Zokhtu B'Kiveger. Gewaltig Stickel. Zokhtu B'Kiveger, one second. If you would pass by this item and you would not be kind of it, you would be over a lav, like Sukha Lehisalim. So became Klal Yisraels once they won the war. So now it's a collective Aveda, whatever it is. The case of the So now the so therefore, since Al Pidin, you have to pick it. What do you mean? I don't want it. You're not allowed to not want it. You goof are not allowed to not want it, because if you don't want it, you'll be over a lav. So therefore, since I have to want it, it's considered a schus for me to do the mitzvah. And Memela says, Rabbi Kiveger, that's the pshat, why the chatzar works for you, and therefore you can't ignore this issue of the chatzar. Okay. But you're still back to the, right? You can't ignore it. But
which saves you from an avera, so it is a schus.
Exactly, kind of, right. Now, it wouldn't have been, right, exactly.
I was here when I'm not from home.
You have the choice but before we asked you, we have to assume you'll do the right thing.
Right, but you're on the way to shul, like, I can't pick it up, so I can't hide from it, and nothing
ever gets in the way of Misak Baruch Hu,
right,
so for sure this should.
So
So now it's like this. So says Rabbi Kiveger, one second. Rabbi Kiveger has a major, major kula, in Hilchos Aveda, which I didn't realize it. He brings down that it's not the Shulchan Aruch Harav argues on Rabbi Kiveger, but this is Rabbi Kiveger's kula. Okay, listen to this kula in Hilchos Aveda. Very important kula. He says the whole lav that you're not allowed to, that you have to avoid, you're not allowed to avoid an aveda, is why? Because you have the opportunity to possibly return it. But he says that's only on something that has a simon, or there is possibly a way that you could return it. But if you have something that's absolutely no simon, there's no simon on it, there's no way that the guy dropped it, it fell out of his pocket, and there's no way that he could ever identify it. So even if the owner would come to me and say, that's mine, I wouldn't be allowed to give it to him.
You're not allowed to?
No, because maybe it's not his. So there's no way for me to really be mekayim the mitzvah on this type of item. Now, there's something called tvias ayin. I don't have a specific simon, but I could tell, like on a talus a lot of times. I don't have a simon, but that's my talus.
And no one would take, right? Because no one would steal someone's hot.
What?
No, the sweat stain.
No, I don't have a simon.
Are we judging the person that he's not going to take someone's talus? Meaning, he's talking that's my talus. We're going to believe him.
So if there's a tvias ayin, there's something called tvias ayin works sometimes. But if you have something that's a very, very generic item, it's a big pen.
Diamond.
What?
A non-cut.
A non-cut, right.
Depends on the cut, but not certified. Who will say, this is my cut, this is my
cut? Right, okay, fine, you find it there. Cash. There's no cash. Obviously, there's no cement at all.
But amount helps.
What?
For cash. Yeah, everybody's $50 helps.
No, because you didn't leave it there. It fell out of your pocket. So you don't exactly know how much fell out. You don't know if all your 101 fell in one spot. Right?
$100
bill, but there's no simon on that. A lot of people couldn't.
Now you don't. So all your money.
Yeah, but maybe your single fell there and your 100 fell there. You don't really have a simon. So cash is no simon. A generic, like I said,
like
a big
talus, and you just know that it's yours based on what?
Right, a tvias ayin, I could tell.
But
there's something.
If we put everyone's talus on this table, I'm telling you, everyone know their own taluses.
Just a tvias ayin. It's like you recognize it, but you don't have a simon. There's such a thing, but there's some things you can't have a tvias ayin on. A big pencil. Everyone in the base manager has a big pencil. The exact same thing. I left mine here or there. There's no way to identify that. Now, the thing is like this. Therefore, says Reb Kiviger, big chiddush, on something that you don't have a simon, on something you have no simon, so I'm allowed to ignore it because
can't return it.
What?
Can't return
it. No, even if it belongs to Yisrael, but I won't be able to do the mitzvah of Hal Shabbat to it. So therefore, what's making me that I can't avoid it is because I have a responsibility to return it. I can't return it anyway. So Reb Kiviger says you're allowed to ignore that Aveda. You're allowed to ignore
it. You're allowed to keep that Aveda?
No. No, it's not Hefker.
Lama?
It's not Hefker.
It's not recognizable.
But the guy, maybe that wasn't Miyash yet.
But the mitzvah is
so that still applies, even though
you so you can't to necessarily take it, but you're allowed to now. It's Yerush Lavidas, so it's not Hefker, but you're allowed to ignore it. Now you can come back a week later. By the time you can assume that he already would have found out about it, and Miyash, then you can take it. Okay.
Wow.
Now says Reb Kiviger, Maridik Alamdis, Zok to Reb Kiviger like this. So therefore, you could learn that a davar sheyesh by simin. If the thing has a simon, then you're stuck. Isur asal liyade. Isur asal liyade. You should have been kaina. You should have wanted to be kaina. And memela, you need to take it. And now it's isur asal liyade. So I guess, since it's isur asal liyade, you're stuck. Now, I still don't know the answer to Kaladni's question, which is, so then why is the other guy allowed to come take it? Why is it harayel shaloi of the moitza? You should have a chiyav hashav on that. I'm not sure. Fine. But the point is, you can't get it out of the chatzar. But zoktim kivega on something that has no simon. So let's say, right, something has no simon, so then the chotzer is like it has an auto sensor. That the chotzer, kol zman it's a choiv for you, it's not good for me to be kind right now, because I won't be able to be, it's never going to be mine. I'm going to have it forever, I'll never be able to return it, I'll never be able to use it, it's going to be sitting in my drawer, in my Hashavah Saveda section, and it's terrible, it's not kishmak, right? So therefore, my chotzer won't be kind for me at that point. The minute that the guy is miyayish, the chotzer will sense, the sensor turns on, oh, now it's a schus for the owner.
How do you know?
Now it's a schus for the chot, it's a mitzvah, it's a fact. Now that when the guy's miyayish, the chotzer now, it would be a schus for the owner to be koina, so immediately the owner would be koina.
So how do you, the owner, know when that calculation
happens? I can make a calculation that next time it rains, so now let's take the raincoat case. There is no simon, there's no tvias ayin, they're all the exact same. There's six raincoats sitting there, or even if there's not, but all the raincoats are the same, and the guy doesn't have his name in it. So he was miyayish clearly, and there's no simon. So therefore, the next time it rains, I can assume that now he remembers, oh, one second, where's my, oh gosh, I lost my raincoat again, number six of the season, you know. So now he's miyayish. At that point, according to Kvager, you would be allowed to use it.
As long as you didn't touch it when you're cleaning up
right,
the house.
Right, exactly. So you can't be kind.
It's
so
gonna be sitting
you,
on that
well,
chair.
Well, you're not kind. Without that, has to be kind. I'm not kind in this. I don't want it. Oh. Now it's still in my chotzer. Now there's no simon. So now the chotzer, Kolzman, there was no simon. The chotzer is not going to be kainer for me because the guy was miyayish. And now it's bad for me to be kainer. So now the guy was miyayish, alibidemis. So now the chotzer knows, has an automatic built-in sensor to know that when it's good for the owner, the chotzer will be kainer for him. And Mimela, the second the guy's Miyayish, the Chatzar turns on, and now the Chatzar
is Koine.
Yeah, and therefore,
so,
even.
That's so strange. It tries to Koine all the time.
But right. Exactly. And that's why, by the way, that means no one else, according to Kvigar, on a Davar Shein Basim, no one else can come take it. Because the second the guy's Miyayish, my Chatzar was Koine from me already. No, because that's Davar Shiyesh by Simin. The Gemara is talking about Davar Shiyesh by Simin. So Davar Shiyesh by Simin is Isur HaSal Yadeh for me. So man, I can never be Koine. I'm done. But the other guy can come take it. But Davar Shiyesh by Simin is Dr. Bekiveger. This is a Gavaldika stickle from Bekiveger. I don't know if there's like Toysis. Because according to Toysis, Mashma.
Kalani's question is such a simple question that there has to be an answer.
Yeah, I know. I don't know the answer to it yet.
Why doesn't he owe it then?
I don't know the answer. It's annoying. Unless you say that Yisur HaSal Yadeh says that because it would be bad for me, the Chatzar does nothing, I don't even have a Chiyav HaShal. And the most it could give me is an Yisur HaSal Yadeh Dika Kinyan, which Gufa doesn't give me, and therefore it's still Hefker. Something like that.
But then why can you, if you find it, the question is, should you?
So now I want to go with the Nesivis. Okay? We'll finish with the Nesivis. The Nesivis says, Geshmak HaLomdis. Says the Nesivis asks Akasha from another case, that it says in a different case, there's a stira basically. That in one case it is mashma that the Bala Chatzar gets it. So it's up the Nesivis like this, what you're saying. The Nesivis says like this. He says, if the issue is, okay, let's take the case of the raincoat, then it starts raining. It's raining for an hour. The other guy already realized it and it's yish. Now another guy comes into your house and he wants to take that raincoat. He says, oh, you probably have extra raincoats here from Shalom Zachar. Now it's pouring rain. I want it. Okay? And he goes ahead and he grabs the raincoat. So at that point...
With your permission.
What?
He's not without permission.
No, but
he wants it. No, he takes it. I want it also, but he got it first. He took it out. He went in, take it out of my closet.
Your chutz already...
Okay, so chutz be kiveger, that's what happens. Zok the Nesivis, no. The Nesivis doesn't have this chiluk. So Nesivis says like this. The Nesivis says that Mimon of Shach. He says, if you later, he doesn't make a chiluk distinction between Simon or Ein Simon, okay? So the Nesivis just says like this. If it's later in time, you decide that, it's like a half Yisur HaSal Yadeh. If you decide that you want to like turn off, I don't want to use Kinyan Chatzar for this Aveda. I don't want to use Kinyan Chatzar for this Aveda. Because if I use Kinyan Chatzar for this Aveda, then I'm going to be stuck with an Yisur HaSal Yadeh and I'll never be able to use it.
There's no censor.
Right, no, there's no censor. It's just my decision. So now, no censor. So now what happens? I can, but there is an on-off switch. There's no censor, but there's an on-off switch manual. So now it's a manual on-off switch. So I could decide to turn it off. So now if I turn it off, so then the other guy can go get it. Because I turned it off already. Terry says, you want to turn it now. But if I get it first, then I'll get it. Because even though it's Yisur HaSal Yadeh, that's only if I'm using the Kinyan HaChatzar. I turned it off, though. So I don't. Kinyan HaChatzar is out of the question.
Can you turn it on right away?
No. Now you want to beat the other guy because you want to use your Kinyan HaChatzar? No, your Kinyan HaChatzar is Yisur HaSal Yadeh.
But then it's
Usher.
So in other words,
the question is, when does Kinyan HaChatzar turn on? Meaning.
So according to the Nesivis, you have to make a decision at the minute that the Chatzar
hits the Chatzar. That's when you have a chance
now,
to get
Zokta it. Now, you want to use Chatzar to beat the other guy? It's Yisur HaSal Yadeh.
It would work retroactively.
That's the other question. Yeah. Yeah. So now, you want to get Chatzar? It's Yisur HaSal Yadeh. Oh, you want to turn off Chatzar? Okay, the other guy got it. So therefore, according to the Nesivis, there's no censor.
This makes sense with the Gemara, Hari Shalom.
Yeah. So now, we come out la halacha, that either according to the Nesivis or according to Mekiveger, in the Shalom Zachar case with the raincoat, if there's
the
raincoat. No simon, after the first rain, you can go outside and make a kinyan on it, make a akbah, and now it's yours. According to Rabbi Kiveger, your chatzar was koine for you already.
Awesome.
And according to the Nesivis, you could say, fine, I'm turning off Kinyan Chatzar, but I was the first one to make Agba. So I'm going to be koneh al tagba, and it's not going to be istur asal yodeh because I already turned off my kinyan chatzer as far as this aveda is concerned. So therefore, that's going to be the that's going to come out. They're both going to agree halacha lemaisa by davar she'en by simin that you can go ahead and be koneh later, even according to the Rosh and everyone like that. That will be end up being the halacha. So these avedas, right now, if it's a davar she'en by simin, I don't know if these bathing suits and all these cases of the camps.
Man, it has a name on it. I have a wrinkle from here that has a name in it.
You recognize the name?
No, I don't. But it says Hefker, you know. So if you already gave a Zman, I'm wondering when we'll get to that. When you give a Zman,
no, yeah, that's a separate. That's a separate. Yeah,
that already did. Yeah, that already happened.
Right. But we did learn that there's a mitzvah lasi zei shemayim to give it back even after years.
How's he going to do
now
that?
You're giving me now you set me up for what you call it, a stumbling block again.
No. I mean,
you
don't recognize the guy, so it's not your problem. Anyway, but that would be the halacha in these types of cases. When someone left something that has no simin in your property, you know, a lot of times by perm, after in my house, after perm. So perm a little wild. And I don't know who came, who left. No one else knows either. So pshat is, and I find this stuff there. A corkscrew or something like that. So.
Okay.
What?
You probably have a lot of corkscrews.
So now it's davar she'en by simin. Davar she'en by simin. And therefore, you know, it could be that that all that stuff, after once the next time the guy would want to use it, depends who it is, when the next time is. But with the next day for some people it's going to be till Pesach. But whatever, the point is, next time the person wants to use it, it's going to be Hefker and Yish, and therefore, according to Kivega, I would be kind of right away, according to the Nesivis, you would have to make a Kenyan with your Yad Hagba. Okay. Shkoyach. We'll see you all tonight, Mitzvah Shem.
This could be the same with Shaliach.